the show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. Well, this is Wednesday, and we refer to Wednesday as Wednesday, the middle of the week. This is one day that we want to be motivated. It's like we're at the top of the peak. We're right there experiencing a whole array of exciting empowerment and inspiring things that are happening in life today. I mean, so many opportunities to speak empowerment, to speak life, to speak inspiration. So many people, I mean, for us coaches and for individuals who are in the field that I'm in, what an amazing time to help people who are in such need. I mean, there are people who are looking to start a business. There are people who are looking to restart a business. There are people who are looking to expand the business that they started some time ago. There are every kind of opportunity. I've been meeting people who want to go back to college, who want to start school all over again. Oh, my God. You almost meet people who want to reinvent the wheel. And then we say, oh, slow down. That's been done already. You don't have to reinvent the wheel, but you can certainly come and learn how it was done, and then you can go and do it. So we welcome you to the show. We have an exciting show for you today, as we do each and every day and each and every Wednesday as we co-host the show with our wonderful, wonderful co-host, Mr. Fershy L. Walker. Yay, Mr. Walker is actually here with us today. Mr. Walker, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I am super, super excited. It's another day that I didn't have to be here. So, you know what? When my feet hit the floor, when my eyes open, let me tell you, I'm already excited.
Watch out.
You know, and so many wonderful things have been happening. You know, people are definitely looking forward to living their dream. They're looking forward to being motivated to overcome the various challenges and setbacks that are hindering them from living out their full potential in life, from making their life a success. You know, this is a great time for people in the self-help field because the government and so many people are cutting the help and assistance that they've been giving to people for the past 60 or 70 years or so.
Right.
And this is a great, yes, I've noticed that. And this is a wonderful time for people to go and learn how to overcome challenges, for people to learn how to get over the anger, for people to learn how to transform their minds, for people to learn how to dig deep to what's in their heart and to live it. And, you know, they can really benefit from a show like this. They can benefit from people like yourself and your knowledge. And I tell you, so I want to welcome you to the show. Welcome you if you're tuned in from Ohio. We have our friends in California. Now we even have people tuning in, Mr. Walker, all the way from Japan. Can you believe it?
Wow. Wow. No, I can't, but amazing. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my goodness.
We have Japan. Yes, we have Japan in the house. Oh, he was here also last week. Awesome, awesome. Let me tell you, Mr. Paul is amazing. And I just want to take this little break. I'm telling you, he was on the show last week. He said some very, comments that were very powerful, and he actually called into the show. And
okay.
I was just really, I got you. I said, you really did it this time. We already had been having Mr. Jay Early, who's already been tuning into the show very faithfully, and Mr. Early is over in Germany. I said, but now we've already reached all the way back to Japan. But the funniest thing is that here's a man that I went to his website, and he's produced and directed TV shows, and, you know, I used to watch some of those shows, and so one of the pictures he had on there on his website with Mr. I think it's Mr. Norris from the Mission Impossible. Well, Mr. Paul, he's worked with those types of actors and what have you. But I want to let you know that Mission Impossible was absolutely one of my favorite TV shows.
Oh,
and
yeah,
every evening, you know, no homework got done, you know, no housework got done because I had to watch Mission Impossible. So I just wanted to give it up to you, a shout-out for finding your way to the Culture Lisa Show and tuning in. Well, you're in for a treat today. We're going to have a powerful topic coming today from Mr. Versi L. Walker. Mr. Walker, it is a pleasure to be here with you as well and all of the wonderful things that you're doing all around the country and around the world, but that you would take the time each week to come and to give our audience something that, you know, will really hold them and sustain them, will help them, you know, get over the various challenges in their professional lives and in their businesses and in their personal lives as well. We want to welcome all of the new callers, all the new listeners. We want to welcome you if it's your first time tuning in. We ask you to take full advantage of everything that we would have. Visit the websites that we give you. You know, if there's any other additional services that you need us to provide, that's what we're here for. Our good friends in California that listen, Ms. Gloria. Also, we have friends in Maryland now that are listening, and Georgia, so many cities. Oh, my gosh, Chicago, Mr. Walker's hometown.
Chicago, Illinois.
Yes, wonderful, wonderful. And so I'm going to turn it over to you, Mr. Walker, and I'll come back at the end of the show with some updates and to close us out.
You know what? That sounds like a winner. Thank you so much. Again, good morning, everybody. I hope that everyone is experiencing a wonderful week because I know I am. As always, I'm always excited and glad to be here to join each and every one of you for the midweek Wednesday morning inspiration. For me, when you said you're glad that I stopped by, this is home. And if you can't go home, then where else can you go? So I'm glad that you received me and that you allowed me to be here. And one of my managers told me years ago, in order for you to expect for someone to be a good host, you have to be a great or gracious guest. And again, I am humbled and I appreciate the time that you allow me to spend here each and every week. So thank you so much. Many thanks to the listeners that are tuning in from, you know, I could say California, Germany, Japan, and even just right down the street. we sincerely appreciate you because you keep feeding us in a way that you don't even understand. You keep providing us this nourishment, this encouragement to keep on moving forward in this trying time that, Coach, you just alluded to. This is a great time for the self-help, empowerment, inspirational group, people, or movement. As I mentioned several shows back in Wall Street Journal in 2008, it said they had polled so many people, and about 85,000 people said that they wouldn't mind being self-employed. I was surprised that the number then wasn't much higher, but I'm certain that today it is, given the shift, the downsizing, the outsourcing, the people who are unemployed and those who are grossly underemployed that are now looking for greater opportunities. I'm noticing that there are more multi-level marketing companies that are popping up all over to give individuals that glimpse, that chance, that opportunity to be self-employed, thereby dictating their lifestyle and directing their goals and dreams. So I know this is a great time, and it has been for some time, but definitely right now when government assistance, as you mentioned, are being pulled, the corporations are tightening their belts, there are now an influx of individuals that have the same or greater experience and expertise than many of you, and now they're standing in the same line looking for the same job that just maybe 3 years ago they wouldn't have cared to even venture towards. So, people, we are at a great period in our time. Like any recession, any depression, because of the lack of, that's where the greatest inventions and the greatest ingenuities and the greatest innovations come from. So I plead and I beg of all of you to dig deep down inside and find, reignite that dream and that passion. Move your mentality from prosperity to poverty. As long as you can breathe, you can achieve. So please change the mindset and you definitely change your altitude. Also, Coach, to thank you again for allowing me to express my experiences both personally and professionally, because I think that if we can hear more of what others have endured, what others have had challenges or struggles with, we don't seem to think that we're aliens in this game, that we're the only one that this is happening to. You know, so many people believe that they're the only one with back problems, and I say to them, that can't be sensible. You can't be for real with that thought, because if you go through the yellow pages and you go under chiropractic, there's pages and pages of chiropractic. So there obviously are a group of people other than just yourself that are going through this same problem. It may not be at the same time, but you're never alone. And we want to let you know that you're not alone, and there are resources here that we're trying to provide and employ and offer not just ourselves but other individuals in various topics to reach those who need this the most. Now, today I want to start off just with a few updates regarding my book tour. On Friday, October 22nd, at the JFK Airport here in New York, I will be doing a book signing from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. I may sneak in there at 6 o'clock in the morning. Also, during the Thanksgiving holiday, since you mentioned Chicago, I will be back in Chicago doing a book signing at the Let's Get Poppin' Gourmet Popcorn Shop, and a portion of the proceeds will go to a 501c3 non-for-profit charity organization that are addressing and dealing with a lot of the issues and assisting children to make it again from poverty to prosperity. On Tuesday, November 9th, I will be a guest on the Coach Jay Early radio show. I'll keep you all posted to exactly what time it is. I'm not sure, so I don't want to just throw out a number. And also on November 17th at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'll be interviewed by Michael Cross. He's actually the co-founder of Sales and Solutions Radio Show, which is a sales and marketing radio show. I'm noticing there's so many more radio shows geared towards sales, marketing, entrepreneurship, because that is the wave of the future. And you know what, in the next 2 years, there will be, you know, so many small businesses operating out of homes or storefronts than ever before. The government is praying for this. Our communities and our neighborhoods need this because it revitalizes and it gives you a certain self of esteem, a certain self-worth when you can go out and you make those dollars for yourself, either generating a new product, providing a better service, or just being there as a viable alternative. That's what the deregulation of the phone service, I believe it was in 1996, the deregulation of energy, gas, light, and oil, that's what that afforded people. That gave them an entryway into a marketplace that they couldn't compete in before. And a lot of people discovered success. And those who sustained it, maintained it. And those who didn't went on to do bigger and greater things. From my first time of stepping out to be self-employed, to become self-employed in 2005, my first venture, I shut it down 9 months later. It had became profitable. It had became a household name, at least locally. But it started becoming cost prohibitive for the product that I was having shipped to me when I had to have it on an immediate basis. That product had to be shipped in. It was popcorn. But it had to be shipped in. If I needed it on a Saturday and it was Friday afternoon, I had to do an overnight delivery through UPS. Now, caramel weighs 3 times more than cheese and 5 times more than butter. So now my cost is 3 times more because it was an overnight Saturday delivery. It became cost prohibitive. But my second venture, after starting that 1 month later, in 2 months I realized that the business made money, but I had to duplicate myself. So then I went out and I opened up 6 more locations within a span of 4 to 5 months. That showed me that there is no limit to this. They told me in order to do so for the various malls that I was trying to get in, that I had to have $100,000 in my bank account. I don't think I had $2,000 in my bank account, but I kept putting out those documents. I kept saying, you know what, we got to order this product, we got to order the supplies, let's call the vendor. I kept pressing forward. Then one Wednesday evening, I get an email from the head of the mall. You know what? We looked at your credentials. We see what you're doing. You know what? Forget about that money in the bank. You don't even have to have it. We're just glad to have you. Now, you cannot tell me that God did not place favor on that, because anyone else would have had to come up with those monies in order to secure 6 more locations. But I didn't. And I opened up those locations, and success grew out of that. And then from there, I shut that down and then opened up New Look Publishing, created my book, and now I'm a public speaker doing what I always should have been doing and wanted to do. So, again, if we can just reignite our thinking, this is a great time, and you just alluded to that, Coach. This is a great time and a great opportunity for people like ourselves to help energize and reignite others to go out there and do a phenomenal job. Also, for anyone who would like to secure an autographed copy of my book, as well as learn more about me, please visit my website at www.versywalker.com, and you'll see a world of difference, believe me. Now, Coach, if you and the listeners would allow me to share with you 2 separate experiences that I recently had that touched on something you talked about earlier, and it just happened to me, and it touched me so deeply in the last week, and just, yeah, the one last week. Now, as you may recall, on last week I mentioned one caller who had friended me and also subsequently purchased a book for me for herself, and also for her 23-year-old son. Well, a few hours after the show, she sent me a note on Facebook. And let me read to you exactly what she said, and maybe you can understand why it touched me so deeply. She went to say, "It was a wonderful show this morning. I can't listen to Coach LaLisa live anymore because it's just too early here in California. But I listened to the archives." See, the archives is a beautiful thing, Coach. because it enables people to go back and catch what they may have missed, and those who caught the show to go back and reflect and reminisce on what was said. So it's a beautiful thing, and I really plead with anyone and express, you know, deeply, go back and review those archives, because there may have been something you missed or something you want to repeat or something that you want to share with others. And it's right there in the archives, and thank you for providing that as quickly as you do, Coach, because it gives people, like I say again, that opportunity and chance to grab and hear what they have been missing. So she goes to the archives, and she says, "Mr. Walker, I hear the urgency in your voice and in your message. This shows me that your sincerity in your heart, you are truly committed. I thank God for you and for your message. The message this morning brought me to tears. You are truly a blessing." For someone to say you're truly a blessing, she doesn't know exactly what that meant to me, Coach. Could you imagine just for one second what her words did for me and how they resonated in my mind and in my heart? Those words nearly brought me to tears to think that she had it. She understood from the sound of my voice and the words that were coming out of my mouth. She got it. She felt this passion that I have and that you have, you know, to do what we do. See, I tell people this thing that we do each and every day is real for me. It lightens my heart to know that I touched and inspired someone in such a way that it nearly brought me to tears, based on her expression of how I brought her to tears. See, this gift just keeps on giving. And again, young lady there in California, I see you, and I thank you. Now, as I mentioned on last week, I had a busy week. I was running from an internet television interview to our Wednesday midweek inspiration show and on to two book signings there in D.C. And now I'm back home here on the show with each and every one of you. The next thing after me doing my D.C. book signing, what happened touched me deeply as well. It was a chance meeting that I will forever remember. And, definitely humbled and grateful for it to have happened to me and the way it did. Because, you know what, last week I was on a high. And I usually am, but, I mean, for some reason last week was like Christmas. It was like going to Great America on the 4th of July and all your cousins and mom and them were there. And everybody was having a good time. That's what it felt like for me on last week. About a half an hour after I arrived for the event there in D.C., I was meeting and greeting customers when a tall gentleman walked by. And I gestured for him to come back and, you know, take a peek at my book and meet the author. He kind of shrugged his shoulders and kept on walking. At the same time, a slightly older, equally dapper gentleman walked up. And he said, "What's your book about?" And he looked in the direction where the other gentleman walked past and said, "He could have just told you no or that he wasn't interested." At that moment, I assured him that it was okay and that the other gentleman may have been in a hurry or just not interested, but that I was thankful for him being in front of me and for him purchasing my book. Now, here's where it all changes. While signing this gentleman's book, the gentleman who rushed by earlier came back. He came back over to the table and took a copy of my book and began to read the back cover. He then places the book down and waits very patiently while I'm engaging this other gentleman. After finishing with that book that I signed for the first gentleman, the second guy says to me, "Please sign my copy." I had to come back and support. He had to come back and support? Wow. I don't know what he saw in that two-second encounter behind his black glasses as he rushed past me to the point where he felt he had to come back and support me. Maybe those words that I spoke to the other gentleman in kindness, in humility, in appreciation, the universe heard and placed upon this man's shoulder. Coach, I don't know. But I, at that point, I had my pen and my book in my hand, and I dropped them both on the table. I couldn't recognize this gentleman behind his glasses, but there was no denying his voice. I was so shocked I couldn't even get his name out. But I immediately began to remind him of a concert that he put on with a comedian, Monique, from the Monique Show, several years back, not too far from my home here in New York, and told him how much I appreciated him and what Monique has done for our community and for themselves and for others. This man's name is Talent. For those of you who are into comedy, he's been on Def Comedy Jam. He has a radio show here on KISS FM 98.7 in New York, and he puts on venues across the country exposing other talented singers and comedians to us to allow them to have a platform and a forum to do what he does. He's another one who gives back. Now listen to me. This is where it gets different. This is where things really change. Now here's the kicker. When I returned home, I began to send out thank you emails to everyone who purchased my book. Everyone who gives me their business card and or purchased my book, I send them a personal note, a personal thank you, letting them know I appreciate what they did and what it meant to me. I also sent this gentleman, Talent, one as well. He responded back on his cell phone about an hour later, and this is what he said to me. Oh, man, hey, brother, I'm halfway through your book already. Bro, nice job. And, oh, by the way, I'm proud of you. Now, again, can you imagine how this made me feel?
It's awesome.
Coach, understand this. I'm a 42-year-old man, and my own absentee father just told me he was proud of me for the very first time in my life just 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Just 4 years ago. I'm now the legal guardian for my father, who I'm overseeing his affairs because he's incapable of doing so at this point of his life. But this is the same man who didn't even wipe my mouth or change my diapers.
Mm.
This is the same man, you know, just 5 years ago is one of the reasons why I had locations as far as my retail business on the West Coast, because I get a phone call that he has been laying in his own mess for 3 years because he had a heart attack and a stroke simultaneously in his home. And I go there to see, because I hadn't seen my father since I was, 16. We established a short-term relationship by the time I was 13, and I picked up a relationship again with him probably when I was 33, 35, and I picked up the phone and made that call. But I go there to visit him, and this house is in shambles. This whole world is nothing like I have ever envisioned anyone to be. And I go and I look through stuff and I look through things and nothing, there's no rhyme or reason. He has bills on his counter from 2004, and then right next to it there's old letters from 1976. There was just no rhyme or reason in all this despair. And I pull up an envelope that was handwritten. And it was handwritten by my grandmother on my father's side. It was written to my father's brother, the envelope was, the letter inside was actually written to my father. So it was a little deception going on. Now, I remember this lady very vaguely. What I really remember is about her smushing up my hair one time when I was a kid, and we saw her at the store, and I asked her, "Have you seen my father?" "Oh, no, son, I don't know where your father's at." Well, this letter proved to me that she knew exactly where my father was at, and she helped to perpetrate this crime of abandonment on me because she knew where he was at, and the letter indicated, "Hey, I hope you're doing fine there, son. I hope your life is going great. Everything is okay here in Chicago." I think this letter was dated 1974. And so all those years, he's up there doing what he was doing. And everything that he ran from met him right there because you're who you are no matter where you are. So I say, for this man to tell me, "I'm proud of you,"
yes,
he also must get a coach. You know,
yes,
because I mean, he doesn't know me from a can of paint. He's a very busy man, but for him to turn back around and support, for him to do and say what he said to me, and I'm going to tell you, see, I had to just piece what he said to me because my wife is walking around. I don't want her to know this. What the letter, well, the email actually said is that I indicated to him that I now live just 6 minutes from his next event, which is November 6th. I live 6 minutes away from where he's going to be. I also told him that that day is my 11th wedding anniversary. I let him know that I am willing to and want to support him, and he would give me the information. I will be there to surprise my wife. He in turn, this is the beginning, the body of what he said. He said, "Wow, 11th year anniversary? You know what? Brother, let me do you a favor. Please allow me to comp you the tickets for that night as a favor for me." See, I had told him I'm 6 minutes away and I would love to have him at my home, in my coffee, his coffee. Come by, we could spend some time if you need to because we're just 6 minutes away. But this man turns around and tells me he will comp me the tickets for me and my wife to experience him and the other people that will be at the event. Then he went on to say, "I'm halfway through the book already. Bruh, nice job. And, oh, by the way, I'm proud of you." So, again, it brought me to tears of sitting with you know, the cell phone in my hand reading my email, and I had to step away. You know, my wife and my kids were there. I had to step away because he made sure and made certain that at the end of his email to me, "Oh, by the way, I'm proud of you." See, this for me further confirms that he gets it. He heard me through the words that are riddled throughout the pages of my book, and I say to you, Tyler, "I'm proud of you, and I see you too." See, this whole thing brings me to the topic of kindness and consideration. Both of those go a long way. You will get more yardage in life just by simply being kind. You will get more yardage in life, Coach, by just simply, you know, being considerate, giving others the consideration and understanding that their day may not be going too well, that their life may have had a twist or turn in it unexpectedly. And that your kind words, your kind gesture, holding the door, saying, you know what, you look nice today. Did you lose weight? Did you do something different with your hair? You know what, Coach? You know what? I know last night we all had, you know, we all sat here and we burned the fire and we made sure that that project got out. And I thank you for being there because just by you being there, this project got done in a more efficient, competent manner. Would you do me a favor and go home and tell your husband, "We're sorry for keeping you at work so late, but we appreciate you." These words say so much, and people do not realize, and I know we're caught up in our own. We all are going through so much mess right now that we forget to acknowledge and tell those that we love and those that we encounter what they mean and what they do for us. in those two separate instances on last week, I'm sure may have happened to other people, but where I'm at personally and professionally, to hear those words from the young lady in California, to hear those words from the gentleman, talent, they made my body shiver. And I'm not easily shooken. But when you can touch me emotionally, you have set me on fire. Because this is why I chose and decided to do what I'm doing. This was placed upon me by the great Almighty, the Most High. But he's showing me, you know what, son, I didn't put you here for no reason. This is your time and your season. You're supposed to be doing this. And I'm going to confirm it. I'm going to show you in instances why I placed you where you are because of what you do in other people. And now somebody else came back and gave me a verbal hug. And I know I mentioned that last week. You know, we all need a hug. And that's what these two individuals did for me. And I thank you. And I thank you. And I'll never forget those episodes, those situations. See, even for someone like me, Mr. Inspiration, I too need a hug. Even you, Coach, Miss Motivator, needs a hug. That attaboy, that, you know what, keep it going. You know what, you're very close. You know what, you just got one more mile to go. Keep running. Keep running. And you may have been exasperated, and want to quit, but you just keep on running because of people like that and those who are surrounded by us, those who we touch, those who we share with, those same kind words, a small gesture even from a stranger, better yet, from the ones we love, goes a long way. See, you never know what it can mean for the other person who's receiving it. And for most of us, it wasn't really a big deal to say, I love you, I'm sorry, thank you, I appreciate you. But it could actually mean the difference between life and death for someone else. And we touched on that last week with the football player from Denver and the young man from Rutgers University. Those individuals, if someone could have just told them, sign, it would be okay. If those somebody could have just told them, I love you. If somebody could have told them, we need you in our lives because you make a difference. See, this reminds me of a story that I read in the book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, with Mark Victor Hansen and Jack Canfield. In this particular story, there's a teacher who decided to honor each and one of her students. She did so by letting them know that they made a difference in her life. She called them up one by one and expressed individually what they meant to her. And then she handed them a blue ribbon with gold letters that read, who I am makes a difference. And then gave each one of them that ribbon and three more, and asked them to go out into the community and spread the acknowledgement ceremony. So that's what she called it, an acknowledgement ceremony. One of the students that she placed a ribbon on went out to a corporation and met with a junior executive who had helped him in planning his future and gave him the blue ribbon and explained to him the process and this project that they were doing, and wanted for him to further that by giving the two additional ribbons that were left over to two other people and to report back to him what the experience was with this honoring someone that you appreciate. Now, later on that day, the junior executive went into his boss's office, who had been said to be very grumpy and unapproachable, and asked for him to sit down, and told him that he deeply admired him for his genius creativity, and then asked permission. So he didn't take it upon himself to just stick this ribbon on this man. He asked permission, can I place this ribbon on your lapel right above your heart? And the manager said, serve me? Sure you can. He was surprised. After he gave the remaining ribbon to the boss, he asked that the boss also acknowledges someone that made an impact on his life. Once he went home, this boss started speaking to his 14-year-old son and told him, I mean, in such a jovial manner, with a skip in his voice, with a gleam in his eye, he said, you know what this guy told me? He told me that he admired me, that I had creative genius. Can you believe that? Your dad? Oh, wow, I didn't know I had this kind of impact on someone else's life. He said, son, you know what? He said, I want to apologize to you. He said, sometimes I'm too busy to deal with you and what you're going through. Sometimes I fuss at you when your grades are too low. He says, sometimes, you know, I don't pay attention and I don't think of the things that I'm about to say before I say them. Son, I'm sorry. I want to apologize. And now that I'm thinking, I want to give this last ribbon to you. And he said that, you mean so much to me. Aside and beside your mother, you are the most important thing in my life. And son, I'm proud of you because of who you are makes a difference. Now, this boy began to cry. He began sobbing so uncontrollably, so much so that his body began to shake. And he looked up at his father, and between the tears in his eyes that were streaming down his face, and he said, Dad, I was planning to commit suicide tomorrow. Dad, because I didn't think that you loved me. Now I don't have to. Very compelling. How many other people out there are not telling? How many things after it's over, we see the signs? How many people are clinically depressed but have not yet went to a clinic to seek help? How many of us feel that we're no longer strong enough to withstand the next potential wind or current? How many of us are internally losing our minds, but we got to put up this facade because that's what society is expecting? But we're hurting. But again, we're not the only one. There's opportunities such as this show, books, CDs, doctors, neighbors. Just sometimes we need a listening ear. Going to the health club can be very therapeutic. Going to a retreat can be very therapeutic. And I know you have a retreat coming up in December, Coach. These things are necessary. These things are more wanted today than you could ever possibly imagine. When I'm hearing kids are getting high just to maintain, getting high before class in school just to be able to sit through a 45-minute class, so bored that they can't play an iPod or Nintendo and they don't know how to be creative enough to do anything else and they call themselves depressed. It is unfortunate because what these individuals did for me last week and what you continue to do for me, Coach, and the listeners and my friends and my supporters, you give me life. I can breathe because of you. If anybody thinks that I'm shining right now, the only reason I'm shining is because your son decided to rise and place a glimmer of light on me. I stand because other ones have stood before me and continuously back me today. I'm only half the man I could be, and I'm only going to be half the man I want to be unless I keep doing what I'm doing, this giving back, this receiving, this showing, this achieving, this believing that I continuously do even in spite of the darkest days. See, now we're coming into the season where people start to think about the holidays, think about loved ones, past hurts, past experiences, and also start to think about the future. And for some of them, they're reflecting in the wrong pod because they're looking at the future as the past has been. And for them, the future is very bleak because they look back over a series of moments, opportunities, and maybe even years and see that much hasn't changed. So they believe that their forecast for the future is going to be just as bleak as their present or their past. they're not as hopeful and optimistic as some of you may be on this call. Those people, we need to help turn them around because, again, as long as you can breathe, you can achieve, and as long as you can believe, you can receive, tomorrow can and will be a better day. And as I told those people during my book signing, if you can change your attitude, you can determine your altitude. You can take yourself as high as you want to be if you stop thinking so lowly of yourself and of others. This expression of affection that I'm getting from other people, this kindness, this consideration, is almost overwhelming because I didn't expect for this to happen when I embarked upon this new journey, this new path, this new venture, when I made that decision a year and a half ago to shut down my retail business and just focus and believe in myself that I could get New Look Publishing done. When I told myself, if I have to lose my house and my car because of this venture, so be it. Because for the first time, I felt I was so much on purpose and on point that this material, inanimate object is just temporary anyway because there's something bigger and better for me. Because, see, I chased the paper, made a lot of it. Don't see none of it now. I ventured out and built an empire larger than I thought when I was only starting with one shop and felt that that was going to be enough to then open up seven and have over 32 employees. This is somebody, again, who was basically a C student in school, someone who did not go and get his bachelor's, who doesn't have a master's or a Ph.D., but I have it in my work experience, but I have it in my heart. I'm a contender. I remain a fighter to the end. There is no quit in me. I can't yield. You twist my arm, you might as well break it because I can't say uncle. I have to believe that I can fight to the end. And I thank you people who are being kind enough, who are being considerate enough in your own communities, on your jobs, but more so in your household. Don't forget to tell those people you love them and what they mean to you on a regular, continuous basis. See, people, we cannot wait to tell someone how we feel about them tomorrow because tomorrow just may be too late. For this gentleman with his son, tomorrow would have been too late. Had that junior executive not decided to break down the wall, the dissension that perhaps the workers had with this boss, had he not chose to do that, had that student not chose to go out and reciprocate what he had received from that teacher, see, that cycle, that 6 degrees of separation changed and shifted a paradigm of individuals, because if there's 30 students in a class that go out with three ribbons, that's three squared, that's 27 other people, 270 other people, I'm sorry, that now can be touched and affected by an experience. One child who may have been willing to and thinking of dropping out, who now says what I do makes a difference. The young lady in California saying I touched her so much it brought her to tears, talent to tell me that he's proud of me, it has shifted my paradigm. It has shifted my emotions. It is now helping to transform me in a different light, to let me know and to confirm and to reaffirm that what I'm doing works and that what I do makes a difference. What you do, Coach, makes a difference. What Coach K and Coach J does makes a difference. What Pat does makes a difference. What Pastor Rebecca does makes a difference. These things are profound. And I want more people to experience what I experience on a regular basis. But also I would like for people who are listening to type those words in on a piece of paper. Print them out. Tape it to your refrigerator. Tape it to your mirror. Let yourself know that what you do makes a difference. Because at McDonald's, if it wasn't for the fry guy, McDonald's wouldn't have fries. If it wasn't for the grill master grilling those burgers, they wouldn't have burgers. Everything that everyone does in that organization makes a difference. And I appreciate that. We got to stop invalidating ourselves and others. When I wouldn't allow that man who first stood in front of me to negatively impact not only my day, but anything towards the gentleman who struggled and went by, I made a difference. And so when Talon came back to that table, patiently waited and asked to have a book signed, he also, I'm sure, changed the mind and the way of thinking of the gentleman who I had just signed his book, that maybe people are okay, and that maybe this young man was right, that maybe he was in a rush or hurry for that moment. But him coming back made a bolder statement than anything he could have said. But it just reaffirmed what I believe, that I was there for a reason and that what I'm doing matters. And I love each and every one of you who we are working with, who we're talking to, who we are working for, because you matter. And I know for sure that tomorrow just may be too late. So I got to tell you how I feel about you today. Coach, thank you. Listeners, thank you. I appreciate, matter of fact, I applaud you for all that you do and all that you're willing to endure to get to that place called success, to get to that place called happy. Because we were promised it when we were born and we were younger, and, you know, some of it has seemed to escape us. We see a lot of commercial with beaches, boats, and golf courses, and many of us have never been on either. And those who have are resenting the fact that they can't go back today. Steadfast, this is your time. As I said last week, this is our season. Get prepared. Clean out your closets. Clean out your drawers. Clean out those things. Get prepared because things are about to start happening. You're not going to have time to go back and correct and put that light bulb in that lamp that's been out for 3 months. You're not going to have time to go back and review those notes. You got to study yourself approved right now. And we got to get prepared because this is our season. And with that, Coach, I say again, thank you. And remember, tomorrow just might be too late.
Oh, tomorrow? Yes, so we want to take advantage today. Tomorrow will take care of itself, okay? Yesterday is already gone. Today is the time that we have to do what God has called you to do. Your businesses, today is the time. And thank you, Mr. Versi L. Walker, author, speaker, coach, mentor, leader, entrepreneur. Thank you. Thank God for your life, for having spared you, having kept you. He is an awesome God, and he knows the plans that he thinks toward each and every one of you. He knows your beginning. He knows your middle. He knows your end. And nothing is lost on him. Even the bad things that can happen to you, he already has a plan to work it out for your good. And for that's the reason to celebrate. You know, right, Coach Versi, that's the reason to say, no matter what, I'm going to run on to see what the end is going to be. I love that's my favorite. And we are so, it's my favorite. I want to run on to see what the end. You know, it's like when you watch a movie. You sit down to watch a movie. You have every intention on watching the end. And
right.
If something comes to you, sure, go ahead.
No, you're right. I'm with you.
If something comes to interrupt it, you're a little bit, you know, put aside because who would call you? Who would want to hold a conversation when you're trying to get to the end of your movie? Once you started it, you want to see the end. And that's how we are with life. Now that we've started this thing, we want to see. I mean, I want front row center. I want to see. I want to be there with the 3D glasses on.
There you go.
I want to see up close and personal every drop that God has for me, everything that he wants me to see. I don't want to go take a restroom break or, you know, run to the kitchen. Well, thank goodness we have these fancy televisions now where you could pause a movie. Remember, there was a time you could only do that if it was on recorded, the VCR or DVD. But now, even with record television, you can pause it. And that's how we are with our lives. You get so busy, it's like, pause. I want to come back to that. But it has certainly, certainly been a blessing. You're right. Kindness, my goodness. To be nice to people. My grandmother, and I'm sure others, your grandparents or your parents or your great-grandparents, or someone has told you that you can catch more, you can catch more bees with honey?
Than you can with vinegar? Yes.
Exactly. You got to be sweet. Now, I also want to make a correction. Earlier, I was talking about and welcoming to the show Mr. Paul, who was working on many projects, and he's a movie producer and director, originally from California, now living in Japan. He tunes into the show. Thank him so much. He made a comment on our page. We're so grateful and excited about that. And he says, yeah, 3D glasses, now you're talking. And he put that in the chat room. And he was a man, and I had mentioned that he had worked with some very, very famous actors, and some of you, and actresses, some of you may know. I went to his website, and if he types that in really fast in the chat room, I will read it to you for those of you who will want to also see. But one of my favorite shows back in the day was Mission Impossible. I was hooked on that show. And he worked with his name was Greg Morris, Mr. Greg Morris. And I don't want to get his name wrong. Actually, I went to work, I was telling everyone, you know, this person tuned into my show all the way from Japan, and he wrote, you know, he directed movies like James Bond type movies, and you know, I used to like those kind of spy type movies, and so I just thought that was so cool and so great, and how you can just connect so easily. But here's his website. It's www, which everybody knows today. You pretty much don't have to type in the www anymore, but you can just type straight past the period and keep going. But anyway, for those of you who don't know, it's www.paul, P-A-U-L, K as in kite, Y as in yellow, I as in Isaac, A as in apple, Z as in zebra, I as in Isaac.com. That's his website. And if you forgot, you could always email me or call me, and I will give it to you, Mr. Paul Karizi, I think it's something like that. But he says, yeah, I told him, if your first show was called Mission Fairly Difficult, you would have to really, really big. He's talking about Greg. That's what he said. That's what he told Greg Morris. Right. So see, your mission is impossible, but guess what? You have the power to handle it. So I'm just so glad that he came to also hear you today, Mr. Walker, and that you should definitely connect with him. Awesome, awesome. I'm ready to go to Japan now. Ready to go travel the world. Another one of my favorite shows was Gilligan's Island. I don't know why I was so... did you like that show too?
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. I'm a television fanatic, and I go back to George and Gracie Burns, Abbott and Costello, Gilligan's Island, Dick Van Dyke, Mary Tyler Moore Show, the original, not Jay Leno, but the original Tonight Show, Three Stooges, Brady Bunch, Partridge Family, I mean, Dallas, Knots Landing, because I was the only child for so long, and, you know, my mom was, you know, she worked, she made sure she secured our presence and gave me a future. I spent a lot of time in front of the television. And that became my world where I envisioned what I wanted out of life. And, you know, there was, you know, Baby, I'm Back, That's My Mama, Fred Sanford, Archie Bunker. I didn't necessarily, I watched those for the comedic angle, but I didn't necessarily relate to the lifestyle because I was looking for the picket fence. I was looking to be able to say kind things to my neighbors and have a neighbor that, you know, did not live over us or under us. And so I'm a television fanatic, and I probably got my flair for attire because when you looked at Humphrey Bogart or you looked at Fred Astaire, these guys are always dressed to the nine. And that appealed to me.
Okay, well, that's all we have time for today. They can no longer hear us in the chat room, but Mr. Paul said, great show. It went. They can no longer hear us, so he says, thanks for mentioning him. Oh, no problem, Mr. Paul. So glad to have you here, Paul Kiva. Those of you who are going to tune back in to the archives, and thank you also to our good friends and Georgia and Maryland and California and all the places that you're calling and listening. We have people listening that we don't even realize, thanks to the wonderful people right here in my current state of New Jersey, and also, you know, a shout-out to my home city of Cincinnati and New York and all the other wonderful cities. Thank you, Ms. Hope, for telling so many people about the show and encouraging people to listen. And I know she was even on Facebook, letting people know that they definitely needed to listen to the show today on for sure, Mr. Walker. So we can't thank you all enough. And remember, your dreams can be achieved, but you first must believe. So have a great day, and we'll see you back tomorrow. Thank you again, Mr. Walker. Go make it happen. Come back and share more. Some experiences with us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. But we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up because, in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.